So I call the meeting to order, 10:06, Saturday, May 31st, our spring meeting. I welcome everybody. We'll have the roll call. My name is Peter Ruprecht. I live up on Ridge Road, been here about 50 years. I'm the president of the organization until someone else wants it.
David Moore, I live on Bayview Road. I've lived in the neighborhood for about 9 years now. I've been on the board for, a year?
Two years?
A year and a half we'll go with. That's about it. Let's have a good summer, everyone.
Tony Barone, live on Bishop Rock Road. Been here since 2003. Just to figure out how many years that's been. 12? My wife, Jim.
Dougie.
Doug Gardner. I'm the vice president of the association. I live on Wildwood Shores Drive, and I've been here for 17 years.
David Garcia. I live on Bayview. I've been here 23 years?
No, you've been here 27.
27.
Matthew Pichella. I'm up on Ridge Road. I'm here 40 years, and I'm
go around the room. Mike?
Mike Francis, Ridge Road. And here Wednesday, moved here 50 years ago.
Terry German, I've been here 23 years on Federal Beach Road.
James Finale, I live on Wildwood Shores, and I've been here for about 38 years.
Ex-president.
Past president.
Ex-president.
Yes.
Dan McCarthy, my wife and I have owned Kurt and Marty's, the former Kurt and Marty's Luncheonette since the year 2000. Prior to that, I've been in the neighborhood since forever, since my bus stop was across the street from Kurt and Marty's Luncheonette when there wasn't a local parking lot.
Nancy Polipone, we are on Wilder Shores, and we've been here about 33 years. Which is amazing, because I'm only 35.
Back row.
Kyle McKenna, on Bass Rock Road, been here for 8 years.
Michelle Russo, Bass Rock Road, 8 years.
Jen Barone, Bishop Rock Road. I don't know, can't imagine it's Barone since 2003.
Cindy and Ben Phillip, we live on Park Point, we've been here 2 months.
Congratulations. Welcome. Congratulations. Wow. Welcome all.
We have two more people walking in. That's all Sarah.
Good morning.
Hi.
So we just did a roll call around the room. So we have two new members walking in. Do we have the minutes of the proceeding meeting? Where we've got them?
Yeah.
Are they online? Are the minutes online?
For which one?
Last spring meeting.
If they're not, I can put them in.
All right. So we'll put the minutes up from our recording secretary is under the weather and not here, not able to make it. And apparently she didn't give us the minutes, so we'll get them and put them online. There was no intervening special meeting minutes. And we'll move to the, I have no report other than welcome and have a good summer. If you see something that needs attention, please bring it to the boards. Let the board know what's going on. If something needs to be taken care of in the community.
and we'll see that it gets done to the best of our ability. Treasurer report?
Okay, everybody, I gave you a profit and loss for the day, already should have. Last year, we profited $16,000 last year, and we have currently $69,000, over $70,000 in the bank. We have an outstanding AR of $42,000. I'm going to get probably half of that before the end of June. I've been in touch with these people, and I know some of these are coming in. It's a big one that's closing soon at the bottom of the list. You'll see it. We should be getting all that money in here also at the close. And that's about it. So we're doing fairly well with our spending. So being pretty tight, and it's showing. So we've been growing a profit now for the last 2 years. So. And that's it. Anybody have any questions on any of these? You can call me anytime if anybody has a question about any of these expenses. I could blow them up and you can take a look at them. But they're pretty much that bad. That's it for me.
Okay.
No questions on the treasurer's report? Okie doke.
Okay. The beaches are all set up. The ladders, ring buoys, and reach poles are installed. We are missing a reach pole at Pebble Beach that I have to get replaced. The first aid equipment and safety equipment are set up. Thank you, Dave, for helping with that. And then the locks have been changed, and the keys and badges were distributed to members in good standing. And the pre-opening checklists and sanitary surveys were submitted to the Sussex County Board of Health, so that we can open up. And then we have two open boat slips at Pebble Beach for regular sized boats. We don't have any for large sized boats, and we have two people on the waiting list. That's it.
Any questions? Any special committees, anything you're working on?
Well, Gene's not here, but we're working on some bylaws, some changes to the bylaws.
Clubhouse is open for rent and for parties. Okay, we're good?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Have people been renting the clubhouse?
I have.
I know, yes, I do.
It's perfect, right? You have two bathrooms, kitchen. Right? We had music, my daughter's graduation party, $250. Where are you going to rent the place for $250?
And have,
they don't pee on your floor, they pee here.
If you're not already on the Facebook page, we have a Wildwood Shores Facebook page where members and the community kind of talk to each other too.
A lot of people put a lot of work in to get this place renovated to where it is right now. Work still can go on. And anyone that wants to volunteer to help out or has ideas, they're certainly welcome. But yes, it's for rent, and it's usable, and it's good space.
Yeah, we're looking for someone to install a drop ceiling. I received two estimates. But they were really high. So I'm still, if anybody knows anybody, I'd be happy to get someone to.
And then what's the rest?
$12,000.
That's for that. Did you guys decide how much the rentable time is for anyone in Wildwood Shores? As the realtor here, sometimes I get questions when we list a house. What is the rental limit? I know you guys were discussing that and going to put that on paper, whether or not it was going to be like the whole CAPCOM 3 months, 29 days, or you were going to 3 months or 1 year rental. Has that been set in stone now that in Wildwood Shores, based on your permission, they could only rent out their homes on a yearly basis?
As far as I know, it's still an annual basis.
Okay.
That's ongoing discussion. Gene, I wish Gene was here because she's our expert.
Yes. And, well, I was discussing with her. That's why I wanted to know whether or not you did that. So that brings me to my next issue with Wildwood Shores. Last night, I happened loading my car or whatever, and I saw some lady walking up and down the block who is unfamiliar to, you know, the town or whatever, that I didn't notice her, and I'm on Bass Rock Road, so I'm on a dead-end block. And I saw that she went into Sharby's house. So I said, oh, a new neighbor. I thought they bought Sharby's house. So I know there was a little activity there this week. I saw a few cop cars there at Sharby's house. So I was like, what's going on? So I saw her go right into Sharby's house. So I went in and I knocked on the door to introduce myself. And I said, hi, how are you? I'm Michelle. I'm right next door. And I said, welcome to the neighborhood. So she says, oh, I just moved in today. I was like, oh, great. I was like, I was wondering what was going on, you know, because I know there was some issues here with the mortgage and everything, so I didn't know how that was going to play out and who was going to be our new neighbor. So she says, well, it's a little complicated. We just started, you know, a little bit of just talk, and then I realized when she said, oh, I'm only renting out this section. Okay. So then I was like, wait a second. I said, oh, you didn't buy the house. She said, no. And I said, oh, you know, like, I was just flabbergasted. I didn't even know what to say. So she said that it's complicated and she needed a place to move in right away, and that the lady, Barbara, who I thought was Sharby's caretaker, seems to be renting out the place. So I kind of wanted to know what was going on with that. Do we have a squatter situation in Wildwood Shores? Because what's going on?
Yeah.
Does anyone know?
No.
Anyone?
I haven't heard anything.
No? Okay.
Is there a realtor involved?
I discovered it last night. It was just a weird situation.
What was that? What was that address?
13
Bass.
13? And when I went to Kyle's house, he said, wow, that's weird, because I did just see her walking out all around the neighborhood, like, with a computer, and then I saw you knock on her door. So I was like, what do you mean? So he said it looked like she was taking pictures with her computer, like around. And when I spoke to her, that's what she said. She said, oh, I was just taking pictures because, you know, this is a beautiful lake and I saw a baby deer. And I was like, oh, but that didn't occur to me because he's the one who saw them or with the computer. I didn't see her taking pictures. I just saw her walking down the block. So I was like, oh, wow, you know, who's this person? And I'm friendly. Like, I just want to know who everybody is, especially in our neighborhood. So just bringing it to your attention, because that seems a little odd, and she seemed a little like, you know, like it was okay, you know, like it was normal just to rent a room on, you know, lakefront.
Mike,
you know, everybody ignored it when it was Sharby, because, you know, Sharby, you know, Sharby's, you know, the queen of the, you know, the neighborhood, and she needed some help there. So everybody knew what was going on there, but now Sharby's been gone, God bless her soul, and now, you know, what do we have going on there? Is that going to be a squatter? From what I understood, they didn't replace the oil heat in the winter time when they ran out, because I think that there's a caregiver there or someone in the family. Do you know?
Do you have the address?
Can you clarify? I don't know.
13 Bass Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I called Jean last night, so Jean is aware of this situation, but she has no idea. And she just said, there's a meeting tomorrow, and I said, oh, I'm going. So she said, unfortunately, she would not be here. Because this just happened last night, like literally last night at 8 o'clock at night.
Wasn't Susan the agent for that house?
I didn't even
yes,
know.
Susan.
Someone or she dealt with
her.
Maybe.
So Susan was the agent?
Well, Susan was the agent, but I don't think that she brought in Barb. She brought in the lady prior to that who had already left. And because I had words with Susan, and I said, Susan, not words, bad words, but I just said, Susan, like, this lady, like, what, like, why are we still renting out her place? Poor Sharby, like, the last people left because she kept falling, you know, and it's not like a, you know, you're going to put a yearly lease in there? And she's like, oh, you're exaggerating. I said, no, I'm not, because I live right next door. The cops are there. The ambulance is there every single day, you know. So it was just an odd situation. So I just wanted to clear that up, because I don't, you know, like I said, the lady said she just moved in yesterday.
So this is brand new. I just met her last night. So I really don't know exactly what's going on in there and who actually has control over that house now that Charlie is no longer with us.
We'll have to investigate.
All right, well.
Yep. Very strange story.
Yes, well, but it would be on the tax records who the owner of the property is.
Well, it says Helen Ciambetti.
It says what?
Helen.
That's one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would assume that would change now that she's passed.
It usually takes a while for them to catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Dan, any ideas?
It's called the state administration. If she passed, she's got to be in the state set up. Executor, so first place she could look would be the surrogate's court.
Okay.
That'd be the first place she'd see any activity. Then the land records, the county clerk's office. And then thirdly, it gets reflected in the account records.
Okay.
In that order.
So the surrogate of Sussex County?
That's the first place she'd go after somebody dies and they're in charge of their estate.
And they would be able, that's public information,
yeah,
if
well,
we contacted
yeah.
them?
Yeah, you may have to go there personally to get the information. I don't think that's available online. County
mm-hmm.
clerk information, deed information is available online. But if you went to the surrogate's court, they could tell you who's in charge of the estate. Or if the estate, if the will's been probated, then somebody's been appointed executor. Or if no will's been probated, if there's no will at all, then there's an administrator appointed without a will. Or they'll tell you that nothing's happened. So one of those
yeah, there is an executor. It's my understanding. I live across the street. There's an executor. Who I don't know, but it was my understanding that the house was actually sold to the housing development. I don't know.
I think it was a reverse mortgage.
She was in a reverse mortgage, mm-hmm. and okay. housing development bought the house. So I don't know what the scenario is, who actually owns it. The woman who was taking care of Sharpie is still there, and she's the one renting out.
Okay, that's true. If that's true, and it's a reverse mortgage, and it's guaranteed by FUD or the federal government, that could take forever. I have a case right now where the woman spent down her assets, and she had a reverse mortgage, and she voluntarily left the house and went to a nursing home over a year ago. And we're still trying to deed the property to the lender in HUD. And we can't get a hold of anybody. We've got the point where we had to get the congressman involved to get somebody to contact us. So that house been open for a year. So in that case, if you went onto the Fall Records website, you'd see that it's still in the woman's name. Thankfully, she's still alive, but we're trying to give the property to the bank. They're going to take it over and eventually sell it, but for this year-long period, the property still shows in her name. There's been nothing going on with that property taken. So it's going to be a scenario like that. We've had it on for some time.
Jeez.
And if there's no heat and they were using space heaters there, I mean, that's a very dangerous situation. Okay, so I think that should be addressed immediately because now I'm starting to get worried. You know, right next door to me, I have on either side of me widows, and I want to make sure that they're okay. I'm always taking care of them and checking in on them. And Sharon's there, and she doesn't need to live next door to strangers coming in and out all hours. So that's going to upset us. He's got two young children living right across the street from that. You know, this will have to then definitely be addressed.
Then, isn't there an inspection requirement to rent the house in the country?
There's a fire. Certainly, you have to get a smoke detector inspection.
And they can get a fire mark.
Yes.
Safety inspection.
Yes.
If they're running safety, then that might be something you might notice. But
then we turn that over to the county now.
Yeah,
you use the county
sheriff's office.
But that requires, you can't.
So we don't use Bernie?
Our fire marshal.
Bernie walked away.
He what?
He's down here.
Oh, he did?
Turn it over to the county. Save us one, I think. But not time.
So the county is in charge of it now?
Sussex.
Yeah.
But they're required to do that. You can't not do that if you rent.
I don't think this is like a above board rental.
Yeah, it sounds like it's an under the table deal.
Yeah, this is squatters. It's not a.
The space that this woman moved in, it's just a room and a bathroom. It's not a kitchen.
It never matters for rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
She had four tenants in there.
Yeah.
In that one house.
Yeah.
So now they're still there.
Somebody paying electricity,
Yeah, so I think the fire marshal would be the way to go for the first
check
step.
Check with the borough.
Well, I have an inspection, a fire inspection this week. I'll speak to the Sussex County, and I might just bring them right by.
Mm. Oh, good.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Perfect.
I know that, so I think that they'll be interested in that.
Good. Anything else from the floor? Go ahead.
As a community, what do you do when the neighbor keeps stalking and harassing your family?
Sorry?
When your neighbor keeps stalking and harassing your family, what do you do? Every single day. What do you do?
Call the police?
I did that. And I went to court and they still doing it.
It's not me.
It's call the police.
That's more of a police matter.
It's a police matter.
Because this person wants to be adjourned. Why I'm not involved in that.
Mike,
it's
come
not
on.
Funny. Really
no, no, I'm sorry. Mike made a comment that made me laugh. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not funny, and it needs to stop.
No, it's not. I agree with you.
It needs to stop because I reached out, but, you know.
Why haven't the police been able to do anything?
I keep calling them.
Well, you need
every
to.
Every single day, this person keeps doing.
You need to call every day.
I don't know. Stalking, watching.
I would recommend recording it on video yourself.
I did that. I got plenty of videos. So if anybody wants to see it, we have plenty.
Then I would go to a council meeting and bring it up with the town. I mean, there's nothing Wildwood Shores Association can do about that. We don't police
well,
the neighbors.
Well, the person's on the board that's doing it to you?
That's
what my lawyer told me. There's a big problem, okay?
But, I mean, that's still something that the town would get involved in, or the police in town. It wouldn't be this board that would...
You know, we're quiet, nice people. We don't bother anybody. Yeah. I don't need somebody stalking me every day.
No,
watching
I understand.
Watching me on the camera and then shining lights in my face when I come out my door and the door. Okay?
Yeah.
I would call the police every day.
Well, that's what I'm going to have to start doing.
Do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Until they stop, I should say.
You email it to them and document. Verbal doesn't work. Got to email and document.
Email to who?
The police.
Oh, email the police?
Yeah. Because it's verbal, it's just a verbal. So if things get bad and you wind up in court, you can prove that you've addressed the issue numerous times.
Yeah, I wanted to say something a few times in the meeting, but I my mouth shut. But you know, it's enough is enough. You can only take so much. It's like you can't, you want to live your life and you got somebody stalking you?
It's a police matter.
The person's on the board, and they really, you shouldn't be doing this to your neighbor, I'm telling you right now. Really, for no reason at all. You did nothing to them, nothing. I don't even know them, they don't know me. I have nothing to do with them.
I'll call up and ask to speak to Chief McCluskey.
Who?
Chief McCluskey.
Yeah.
Talk to Lady McCluskey.
Okay.
Give Chief as high up as you go, and if she can do anything, she will.
Okay.
That's what it is about.
All right, thank you.
Maybe that person
who
just stopped.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Maybe the claims are false.
They're false? I got videos. Yeah.
All right, that's enough. Hold it. That's
no,
it.
Wait, no,
I know.
Don't show
This is a community meeting.
He asked to see a video, right?
You have a personal problem. Call
it's
the police.
Not a personal problem.
Call the police.
He's on board.
I understand
he's
that.
He's stalking us. He's been doing it since 2019.
It's called community shame.
Yeah.
He should be ashamed
community.
Of himself.
We pay our dues just like everybody else.
No.
This is why I didn't want to open my mouth because he shut us up because why he's on board with
it. I'm not shutting anybody up. This is not the place to do this.
He's on the board.
I understand that. You've made your point. We also offered
to
call the police.
I reached out to you.
I've talked to you many times about this, yes.
Yeah.
You need to call the police.
You saw videos.
Have.
And that's not all of them.
I didn't see any videos.
No, you did because I sent it to you. You saw it. And you sent it to me on the phone.
Just call the police.
That's nothing.
Call the police. Anybody have anything else for the good of the community? Yes, Daniel.
So, I happened to be on the phone with somebody yesterday, had
conversation, and they said, oh, are you going to the meeting tomorrow? I said, what? They said, oh, it's a Wild Shores meeting. I said, well, I didn't get notice of it. So in the past, it would be on, included with our annual mailing of our dues, there'd be hangar, there'd be a listing of two meetings. I know you guys want to go to email. I know there's some talk about Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I don't support Zuckerberg, never will. So that's not a place I go. So we need to get this information out to the public. I also, after being told of this meeting, I just went through it to see if I could confirm it. I went to the website. The calendar of events is still 2024. So, you know, I want to see people involved. I'd like to see people show up. I'd like to see people know. But I think your bylaws say that notice of these meetings are supposed to go out by regular first class mail. I recognize that's a terrible expense. Postage is one of my biggest expenses every year at my office. I understand, I can relate. But you have to develop something other than Facebook. Now, somebody said it's on Facebook. My wife is occasionally on Facebook. It's not some place we go, but she did go on to see if she could find something. She found a Facebook page that it changed its name to Wildwood Shores Property Owners Association in April of 2018. And then it changed its name again to New Jersey Wild Shores Property Owners Association June 14th, 2023. And that's a private group. So, you know, you have to, I guess, be on the end to get in there or see what it's about. So our notices are in some private Facebook group. That's not the extent of the universe.
I can answer your question on that one. The name was changed to the New Jersey Wildwood Shores because it was being confused with some other group
in Texas.
Yeah, my wife then administers the page.
Okay.
It is private, but it says right on the page that when you click on join, there's just a couple of questions to answer that, so we can verify that it's somebody in the neighborhood with an address, so we don't get people joining from Texas or, you know, some other, who knows
Texas,
where.
You have to know to look for it to join it.
Right. Well, that's, we did put up the lawn signs last year with the QR codes to try to get people directed there. I know also this year's been a little problematic with a couple of board members went on leave, somebody had a death. I'm actually technically on leave, but I should have updated the website with this meeting. I didn't know about the date of the meeting myself until recently. But we'll try to do better with that.
It's the postage idea. If you know, like going into the new year, that you're going to send your due statement out, and you can look at the calendar and pick two meetings, and just put a little notice in with that mailing, you've covered your bases, and that's good.
The problem, I think, with that is that this year we didn't have a meeting set up at the time that went out, or else we certainly would have done that. But I know that's one thing that we as a board have been trying to work on, is to settle on a date that we can say each year that this meeting is going to take place, so that we can do that when we send out the invoices.
Did an email go out?
No, I didn't get an email later.
Because everybody gives the emails on the form, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be mandatory. And I gave out two emails, mine and my wife's, and we got no email notification.
Okay.
No, Dan, that's a good idea. We should set up the meeting when we're sending out the invoices and just put a notation in there, and then that would. We have to mail them out anyway, so that wouldn't cost anything
that would cost
extra.
A penny more.
Yeah.
So just time, and then people know, we put it on the calendar and plan and so forth. I've heard mention about amending the bylaws. They say you have to send out notice by regular mail and then bylaw amendment. So if we're going to be amending the bylaws, we should be following the procedures that presently exist.
I thought we were going to have to end with it.
They're not done with it yet, but I think they're going to have you get it.
I agree with you.
And then Kathy just did it. How much would it be to send it out separately?
$17.
Yeah, so if if it doesn't go out with the other stuff, then we can send another one out. It's $117.
So the email blast is not working?
Well, not everybody has an email.
So that we can send out the invoice when we send out the invoice.
I mean, if we're going to spend money,
I just said pick the state. Use the state.
It's
not hard to pick a date.
Yeah, I spoke to New Jersey on the phone yesterday, actually, about a small business grant.
Was there, no, there's no email blast. I thought we did email blast.
I'd be happy to do email blast. I don't know what we email.
That's the community that printed out the happy.
Yeah, Dan, I have it right there. It's a sandwich board.
Yeah. Yeah, or even like a couple days before the meeting, just put that up and say meeting this Saturday or something. I mean,
yeah.
But the lawn signs are cheap enough. I mean, what did I pay as far as $10?
There are things called dynamic QR codes. Mm-hmm. And you can go on QR code, free QR codes, and get a free one. Mm-hmm. And they're dynamic, so that means that you can change them from your computer. So let's say we have one QR code set up for Wildwood Shores, and we had one on each of the beaches. If you scan it, it will update depending upon who's behind the computer who adds in the information. So you can update that. It could just be one strict QR code, but every time you change the information within that, every time you scan it, it could be different. So that if you want to keep it updated, it is a free service, which costs the board nothing, costs the community nothing. And that's something that whomever, like Gene or myself or anyone, could actually do. It's very simple. QRcodegenerator.com, that's what it's called. QRcodegenerator.com, and that's free.
So to get an update, you have to scan it again?
You scan it with your phone.
Again.
So let's
So every week you're scanning the QR code.
Whatever's in there, because it's the same link, but it's updated as you do it, so you don't have to scan it.
Above my pay grade.
It will be updated.
It's above my
pay
grade. Well, I was going to say, there's a few electricity that want
to get. Well, that's why I wanted to bring up how easy it is, because it does sound complicated, but I'm like right on the cusp of that. Like, oh my God, social media, and oh my God, I know I need social media to survive in my business. So I'm in that area, and I've been looking up these things, and they're very good, because if I have a QR code on my business card, and I decide I want to add another specialty to it, I don't want those people to now have an outdated business card. Every time they scan it, it's going to have my updated service on it. So it's very good, and it's great.
Last year, the last couple of years, there was talks about either replacing or repairing some of the docks. Is that going to move forward? I know there's a considerable expense to replacing them.
We have to see what we have to do there because
And the fixes are great, but from past experience, they're not going to last that long.
Yeah, we have to get that.
So you can tell us. When we were at Pebble?
So yesterday we went through to see which ones really have to be changed. And there's like 9 of them, so we're going to see if we can change those. The other ones.
They were built 7 years ago. They were built right near the pump.
Yeah.
9 what?
Boards.
Boards.
Oh, boards.
On the floating.
You mean just repair?
Yeah. No. Switch them out.
Told you it needed a repair.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yes. Bill, you had something?
You have a list of members of the Homeowners Association, right? Do you have email addresses for all these people?
A lot, and I think a lot I don't have email addresses. They just not in them.
Because, again, from a distribution standpoint, if you have a list of, you could create a distribution list for emails.
Yeah, I know.
And then whatever the secretary or whatever decides that you're going to have a meeting, you could just send it out to the distribution list. I mean, QR codes are great, if you happen to see one, you'd be able to scan it. But otherwise, I would just be a little bit more proactive as opposed to reactive.
Yeah.
So that's all. That's
yeah, no, but Dan's right. It's in the bylaws, so.
And if you don't have an email, maybe it's the time that we actually have to speak with them.
Yeah,
not everybody has email.
We have it. It's on the annual registration statement. It says mandatory.
Yeah. It says mandatory on there, but a lot of people still.
Anyway, that's just a
problem. Yeah.
I gave
you
2.
I do have 2 for you.
Good.
I do anyway.
That's good.
Anybody with anything else?
events planned?
What?
Are there any events planned? I know like Gene events. Has done this sound poll in the past, which is actually very cool.
I've been talking with her about those. She's definitely interested in doing them, and that as soon as we, you know, schedule one, we'll post it.
Yeah, she's been super busy. She's got a couple of listings right now. It's a season for realtors, right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could also be planned by any of you guys that want to do it. You know what I mean? A movie night, a game night, whatever, that can be planned by everybody.
Don't show that weird movie again.
we can bring Waves back.
Is that the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Did you go to that? Did you go? No, he didn't know. You like it, right, Mike?
So as Dave said, events can be planned by anybody. Just bring it to our attention. We'll help you out as best we can.
The better we know each other, the better it is for our community, obviously.
Where would the movie night be?
Here.
Here, right here?
Yeah, they put it right up by the wall.
We painted that. So it's Tony painted that. So it's a screen.
It was fun, but weird.
Yeah,
let's
do it. I'm always ready for movies.
And then they have a portable screen. They did a movie night at the pool.
Yeah, Jaws, right?
Yeah, they played Jaws.
Oh, that's fun.
With the kids floating in the pool. At the movie.
It's 50 years since Jaws came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody with anything else? Seeing none, I ask for a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So done. Thank you.